Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, and my goal is to take you on an inspiring journey of self-discovery and relationship recovery. I'm the host of the show, but this is really all about you, and it's for you, the single woman who wants to date smart and find the love of her life. On this show, casual sex is dumb, being choosy is smart, and the prize is a healthy, loving relationship that lasts. So call in, share your dating and relationship stories, ask the questions that keep you awake at night, and get coaching. The number to call in is 347-308-8511. That's 347-308-8511. Now, stay tuned for Love Strategies.
You're listening to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, your host. And if you're joining us for the first time, well, welcome to the show. And if you've listened before, I'm really glad to have you back. On this show, if you are married or in a committed relationship, here's the question. Is sexting cheating? Well, Congressman Wiener's bizarre meltdown uncovers a disconnect about some of the fundamentals of monogamy, and we're going to talk about that. What in the world is happening to monogamy? Does it still exist? Does anyone want it? Well, I've got some answers to those questions for you tonight. We're going to look at the real definition of monogamy and why it's so important in today's relationships, as it has always been important in committed relationships. But we're going to dissect it up one side and down the other tonight so that we can be absolutely clear about it. So let's start with the whole sexting and cheating scandal. Congressman Anthony Weiner managed to torpedo his entire career, everything he had worked for decades, his public reputation, not to mention his marriage, by texting sexually explicit photos to various young women that he met over the internet. And unless you've been living under a rock, not reading a newspaper or watching a television for the past month, you already know that story. But over the weeks that this very sad saga unfolded, the news media grabbed the story and posed this question: is sexting cheating? I mean, after all, he didn't actually have sex with anyone. In fact, as far as we know, he didn't even touch another woman. So is that cheating? Well, I had the opportunity to go on Fox 4 here in Dallas and answer that question. So I'm going to answer it for you tonight. Here's my take on the story. Sexting and explicit texts and emails. So if we add all that up, sexting, texting, emails, all of it designed to, let us say, titillate the receiver, minus physical contact equals no cheating. That's supposed to be the math equation, but it's fuzzy relationship math and it doesn't add up. Of course, sexting is cheating. Of course it is, and here's why. Because it crosses the emotional boundary of the relationship. It's inappropriate, and that's putting it mildly. Now, the caveat is this: you have to believe in monogamy for it to be cheating. But if you believe in emotional and physical monogamy with your spouse or partner, then yes, it is cheating. I know, and you know it as well, that there are a certain percentage of people who practice what we might call alternate lifestyles. People who don't believe in monogamy, for those folks, it may be a different story. But for the vast majority of us, those who believe in monogamy, then it's cheating. It's cheating to make any kind of contact with other people, whether it's on the internet or whether it is in person, in any kind of way that you would not want your spouse to know about. So emailing, chat rooms, sending sexually suggestive photos, intimate conversations, all of that constitutes cheating, when it's happening outside the boundary of your relationship, when you're crossing the line. And here's the test. If you don't want your spouse knowing about it, if you realize it threatens the relationship, then it's wrong. You shouldn't do it. And that goes for any kind of communication you're having with other people outside of your marriage, when those people are people that you are attracted to and they to you. I'm not talking about going and sitting down with your attorney about something and you, I don't know, some sort of confidential conversation that's in business or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about communication between you and another person where there's a sexual energy. It's sexually charged. There's attraction. You know it is. You're sharing intimate things about your life. So here's the picture. Imagine yourself talking on the phone with someone else, exchanging emails with someone else, exchanging text messages. Imagine that you're putting photographs, attaching photographs to those text messages or emails of yourself, intimate things, sexually explicit things. Picture yourself sitting in the room doing that. And now imagine your partner or your spouse walking into the room. Here's the question. Do you hide what you're doing or do you openly share it? Well, if you believe in monogamy, you're probably hiding it. And you hope you don't get caught. If you have integrity, you're not doing it in the first place. I mean, I think that's the obvious answer. But if you believe in monogamy and you're engaged in those things and you are hiding it, that is how you know that it's wrong. So cyber cheating has become a huge issue in divorces today. Now, you know, I'm old enough to remember what it was like 25 years ago when people cheated. It was actually having sex. Or it was emotional cheating. It was having an emotional affair with somebody at work, maybe talking to somebody over a glass of wine at night. Maybe you didn't actually go and have sex with them, but you're confiding things in that person. You're drawing close to them emotionally. That was what cheating was. It's very different in today's world. The barrier to cheating has been removed. It is now incredibly easy to go online and search for someone with whom you can have some kind of outside stimulation outside of your marriage or your committed relationship. And it's easier to do that. Let's face it, that's easier than it is to go out to a bar and look for someone. Go out, actually physically going out and looking for someone to hook up with. You know, that's risky anyway in today's world. It's just not as safe. It's pretty dangerous. But with computers and text messaging, you can initiate an online relationship and you can carry it on for months, all in the privacy of your own home without your spouse realizing it. So that has become a huge issue because what happens is when spouses find out about cyber relationships, even when there's been no physical contact, but when they find out that there's a cyber relationship going on, somebody has been contacting your spouse and you've been, and the spouse has been contacting them back, there have been all these emails, these very intimate, detailed emails, there's obviously been phone time, there's obviously been texting. When these things are discovered by the spouse, it throws the marriage into crisis. And some marriages survive that crisis, and with enough counseling, they can recover, they can grow stronger, but others do not. There are a fair number of divorces in today's world that are happening because of people making contact with others over the computer with a phone using text messaging. And sometimes those relationships do not advance to the physical stage. But because they are so significant in the cheating spouse's life and the other partner feels so deeply betrayed, that often becomes the end of the relationship or the end of the marriage. But here's the bottom line. You should only do with other people what you would be totally comfortable having your spouse know about. But you know what? Why even mess with that? Why even go there? The better thing to do, the far better thing to do, if you want a great marriage, if you want a great relationship, is put all your focus on your relationship with the goal of being a better spouse or partner. How about that being your intention every day? How can I be a better spouse? How can I be a better partner to the person I love? You know what? That effort will leave you no time or energy for anything else. Because in today's world, it is not the easiest thing in the world to have a successful marriage. And it takes a lot of focus and effort. So how about putting your effort there? This is someone that you loved enough to stand up in front of the world and to speak vows and to say, I promise to be with you. I promise to honor this relationship. I promise to honor you in sickness and in health. So that's my take on sexting and cyber relationships. Absolutely, it's cheating. I don't think there's any question about that. But I want to cover a little bit more with you about that. I want to take a short break and then come back and talk about monogamy. I also want to talk about a relationship that has gone terribly wrong, and it's a warning message for anyone, especially women, anyone who's ever been in a relationship that has the kinds of red flags that I'm going to tell you about when I come back from the break. If you see any indicators like this relationship, you've got to take it very, very seriously. So I'm going to get into that when I get back, as well as a real definition for monogamy. So I'm Nina Atwood. You are listening to Love Strategies, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Nina Atwood. Does this sound familiar to you? You start a new relationship full of hope that maybe this time he's the one. But weeks, months, or even years later, you realize that although the name and face have changed, the story is the same. He's all wrong for you, and now you have to continue suffering or start all over. Well, you don't have to keep repeating the same old patterns. If you want to raise your relationship game and put yourself on a whole new course for a happy, healthy, lasting love, get Temptations of the Single Girl, the 10 Dating Traps You Must Avoid. This is a self-help book like no other. It's a parable, an easy, fast story you can read in 2 to 3 hours. The fact that it's a story and not just dry, boring data means you'll retain the lessons learned far longer. And the more you retain, the greater the changes you'll be able to make in your life. That's why I wrote it this way, to make it easy for you to get what you need to permanently alter your love life for the better. You can get the book by clicking on the book cover right from the show page, or you can go to singlescoach.com, find the tab for books and tapes, then click on Singles Coach A Store. Temptations of the Single Girl is available through Amazon.com and as a Kindle book. And now back to more love strategies.
All right, I'm Nina Atwood, your host, and you're listening to Love Strategies. So here's a question that I received from someone that I'll call Diane, and I don't often get questions like this. In fact, it's pretty rare. But when I do, all the alarm bells go off, and I want every woman who's ever experienced anything like this to understand what is really happening, so that you can deal with it appropriately. Or if you know a woman who is going through something like this, that you can help her see it for what it is and deal with it appropriately. So here's the letter. Dear Nina, I have a quick question on past relationships. I went with a guy for 8 years. Every time he would get mad, he would break my belongings, call me names, like, what do you have, shit for brains, you'll never amount to much, you're nothing but a moron, you're so stupid, you're so dumb. I was asked to move out of his house 5 times. I was alone while he went out and dated many women, but he would always come back to me. He was engaged to someone else, spent thousands of dollars on her. One night she wouldn't talk to him, so he made himself 2 strong drinks, told her that if this is the way it is going to be, you can get out. She left that night and decided to try to work it out with her husband. I was the first person he called to come over. But according to him, we have nothing, and it won't work if we get back together. Tonight he called and wanted me over and to bring him some food. I went to Taco Bell, brought it to him, but it was the wrong food. He threw it on the floor, told me he wasn't going to pay for it, to go home and don't come back. You are worthless. I'm not taking your shit or anyone else's anymore. He gets this way when something doesn't go his way. You are wrong. He is right. All the counselors don't know what they're talking about. They have to. They are worthless. What are your suggestions about what to do? I did love him in the past. But let's see, what else does she say? She says, we'll never be, he tells me we will never be anything again, but every night he wants me over so he doesn't have to be alone. So what would you do? He will call again tomorrow as if nothing happened and will want me to come over and spend the night with him. I am already so depressed, I can't take this on top of it. If you could give me a reply back, I'd appreciate it. So, oh, all right, this answer is for every woman like Diane who has ever been in this situation. The first question, or the last question, what would I do? Here's my answer. I would never have given this man the time of day past the first time he raised his voice, damaged my property, and called me names. That is totally unacceptable behavior in my world. Here's the truth. This is an abusive man, and your self-esteem has to be rock bottom to accept this kind of behavior over and over again. This is not love, and this behavior, the way that this man is treating you, is toxic. He is toxic to women. The only thing there is to do is to immediately seek professional counseling, because the situation is not going to improve until you learn how to love and respect yourself. Only then will your eyes open. Only then can you gain the strength to say no more. This is not a relationship, so you can't save it. There's no relationship to save. It's an arrangement. It's an arrangement wherein he selfishly gets his needs met at your expense. You have to refocus on saving yourself. Men like this will escalate the violence. You may be killed if you do not get yourself out of this. Am I exaggerating? I am not. The way Diane describes this relationship is exactly the way women describe relationships with abusers who eventually attempt to kill them, or later their families describe the relationship this way after the woman has been killed. It's very, very serious. If you're in something like this, get help for yourself. Don't try to get help for the relationship or for him. Go for help yourself. And if you know someone in a relationship like this, help them go and seek help. That's the only option that you have for something like this. Very serious. All right. I want to move on and talk a little bit about this whole issue of monogamy. What is happening to monogamy in today's world? It just seems like it's just this old-fashioned notion, and that it's under attack in so many ways in today's world. We have so much normalizing these days of open relationships and swinging and other alternative lifestyles. I've actually run into supposedly intelligent people who try to make a case that monogamy is impossible because men are wired to be with many different women. It's programmed into them to be promiscuous, so you might as well just give it up. Just don't even try to have a monogamous relationship. Everywhere I read the statistics on cheating, and you know, I really think that some of those surveys are probably not well done, but there are so many of them that I have to believe that there is quite a bit of cheating going on. But here's the thing, the part about how men are incapable of being monogamous, I don't buy that. I really don't buy that. I really believe that the overwhelming majority of men are faithful to their wives and partners. I think the majority of them are faithful. The ones who are not faithful get a lot of press. You know, those are the guys that are all over the news. They're the ones you hear about constantly. So it looks like there are more of them. You know, and I've heard people say that from an anthropological perspective, it's unnatural for couples to be monogamous. But I don't buy that either. Yeah, I do get it. People do cheat. A lot of people do. It happens. But people have been forming monogamous relationships. People have been mating and forming monogamous relationships since the beginning of time. I mean, for thousands and thousands of years, and here's why. It works better. It works better for couples. It works better for families, and here's why. Because universally, we fear abandonment. It's our deepest fear as human beings. Everything that we do to try to shore ourselves up and make ourselves feel stronger is all about not wanting to be abandoned. We don't want to be abandoned by the tribe. That's core to our sense of well-being in life, and has been for thousands of years, the sense of belonging to a tribe, a certain tribe. We define tribes in a very different way in today's modern world, but nevertheless, we all belong to certain tribes, whether it's your school or whether it's your work environment, your family, your extended family. You know, we all belong to some modern form of what used to be known as a tribe. And we all universally fear being kicked out of that tribe, which is also known as abandonment. We feel that same fear of abandonment in a love relationship. So if a new person comes onto the scene in a relationship, it provokes fears of that abandonment. And the way we experience it is jealousy. So what monogamy does is act as a protective emotional boundary. And with that boundary, we feel emotionally safe, jealousy goes away, and then we're able to put the focus on the work of the relationship. That's what real monogamy is all about. It's about drawing a protective boundary around your relationship. It's not the kind of boundary that says you can't have friends and you can't have extended family and all there is in the world is you and me. That's not what I'm talking about. That's unhealthy. I'm talking about having the kind of emotional boundary around your relationship where you make it clear to the rest of the world, this relationship is special. We value it above all other relationships, and we're going to protect what we have. We're not going to let other people interfere with us having a good, loving relationship, especially people who might approach one of us in any kind of a sexual way. So that's what real monogamy is all about. It's about making your relationship special, valuing it above all other relationships, and protecting what you have. So why do we see so much erosion and destruction of monogamy? Why does it appear to be going away? Well, here's what I think is happening. Here's one of the big contributors, and it's stress. It's that old word, stress. We live and breathe stress in today's world. And you might be wondering, okay, well, what the heck does that mean, stress? Well, here's one definition of stress. It's basically what happens when an organism, whether it's human or animal, fails to respond adequately to mental, emotional, or physical demands, whether actual or imagined. So, to say it another way, it's when you have physical, emotional, or psychological consequences, a breakdown of some sort, that which is what you experience when you cannot cope with a certain stressor. So a stressor can be real or imagined, and it's typically a job that demands more than you can deliver. It's a bad relationship or a marriage that's not working. It's a growing family. Stress can actually be positive life events, but it can be overwhelming sometimes to have such an abundance of good life events, such as people having small children, families having multiple births at one time. You find you just can't get the time that you need for recovery each day because of the demands of parenting. Or if you're dealing with someone that's close to you who's ill or in trouble in some way, like taking care of an aging parent or a relative who's in prison, incarcerated for some reason. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. But the bottom line is this. If you can't remove the stressor, then you have to have an outlet for the stress. You have to have some way of decompressing. And so the smart ways of decompressing are the obvious things, like exercise, taking some time off, doing a little travel, having a hobby that you value, recreation, sports, even therapy. All those are outlets for stress that are smart. They allow you to recover, or they help you to recover so you can move on. But here are the really stupid ways to react to stress. And that is shopping too much, drinking too much, drugging, and extramarital sex, or any kind of inappropriate sexual activity. These are not ways to cope with stress in a productive way. But I think that some of the cheating that you're seeing in today's world is a response to stress. It is the idea that things are overwhelming, and rather than seek out some healthy ways to deal with it, I'm going to fall into these unhealthy patterns. But here's the bottom line. If you want a successful life, get clear about what you value and get clear about your values. If you love someone and you value that relationship, do everything in your power to protect what you have. Life is short. Our most meaningful relationships do not last forever. And it is just the wisest thing to do to really protect those relationships. And in so doing, you protect your own heart. All right, so we covered sexting is cheating. We covered the real definition of monogamy. And we had a warning tonight for women who are in abusive relationships. I hope you found the information valuable. I want to thank you for joining us for this episode of Love Strategies and encourage you to come back for more. And I want to send a very special shout out to my loving and devoted husband, Mark. Thank you, sweetheart, for being such a wonderful support in my life.
Thank you for joining us at Love Strategies. Be sure and visit the premier website for single men and women who want to date smart, singlescoach.com. Sign up for the newsletter and you'll get notifications for this show as well as other free dating tips. If you want a coach to support you in your growth and recovery, go to Singles Coaching on the website and choose personal coaching. That's it for today, and be sure and tune back in for more love strategies so you can date smart and find the love of your life.